joined in the studio by James Lawn, who is the lead facilitator with the Ballard DCA. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on the programme. The Ballard DCA, what is it?
Well, the Ballard DCA is the Ballard Developmental Community Arts. It's a community arts group that does a lot of work throughout Ballard Buffet. But I'm actually here to talk about Donegal Youth Theatre, which is part of the Ballard DCA.
We'll take that up with Marion after this interview. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah, so this is a branch of the DCA tree.
It is. Okay. Part of the DCA's tree. And what the Donegal Youth Theatre does, we run a year-long theatre and drama programme for young people aged between 15 and 21. Mm-hmm. And we're affiliated with the National Association for Youth Drama in Dublin, which means any young people that come and join us at the Donegal Youth Theatre get a chance to take part in the activities that are run on a national level as well. And we're hoping this year that we'll get some of our people involved in the National Association.
Right, we've two current members in. Your names are?
Megan.
Megan and Dara. Yeah. And how long have you been involved with it so far?
2 years.
And what's it like?
It's good, yeah. It helps with build up your confidence and things like that, I suppose, yeah.
What about you?
I've just been under a year.
And how have you found it? Did you have an interest in this, or did you say,
I've been kind of interested in drama and all that kind of stuff, so there was the thing in town going on, so I decided to join up.
So you thought, right, something's going on, I want to see what that's like and see if it's a good fit. Well, you've stuck with it for a year and 2 years, which is a long commitment, so it must be going all right for you.
Yeah.
What have you done so far, or what's been the highlights for you so far?
Well, I've done the Christmas Carol, which is a promenade production. It's like you take the audience with you to each scene.
Right.
So that was fun. And then what else did we do? We done street theatre, didn't we?
Mm.
Alice in Wonderland. And then we done, it's a history, kind of.
Yeah.
And I could see how it could boost your confidence.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, because that's, it takes a lot of guts to go out in the street and face your audience.
Yeah.
Nose to nose, doesn't it?
Yeah. But that helped kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
No idea.
Develop it?
No.
Harness it. You think about that and I'll go back to James.
Yeah.
and listen, there's no punishment if you don't get it, all right? We can just move along. I'll cut that out. This isn't live. Oh, well, it is anyway. James, you would see the development of the young people, presumably, over the course of when they first come in, year on year.
Right. No, it's absolutely fabulous. I mean, I think we've actually been incredibly lucky, because all of the young people that have joined, the shows that they've put on, I mean, have been absolutely tremendous. Mm. And the last show we did, it was called It's History Kinda, and we was like tackling a subject. It was the Glenveagh evictions, and we turned it into a comedy, which is a difficult thing in itself. But the young people, when they were on stage, the people that watched it thought they'd been doing it all their lives, because they just performed like they were at it really was at a drama school standard, and I was incredibly proud of every one of them.
I would say so. Give us an idea then of the format. You know,
well, the Donegal Youth Theatre will do concentrate a lot on voice exercises and diction and articulation. They also do sort of drama games to get them used to working on a stage.
Is this on a weekly basis?
It is on a weekly basis. Okay. It's at the moment we're doing it every Saturday. So it'd be meeting from 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and we usually run to about 2. And we'll be doing a few extra days on the run-up to Christmas, because we've got a Christmas show, Santa Calls, which is telling children the importance of being good, not just at Christmas time, but all through the year. Because Santa somehow knows.
Of course he does. A third guest here in Studio 2. What's your name, sorry?
I'm Aoife.
Now, Aoife, you've gone through this now, and you're on to Belfast.
Yeah.
What did it do for you?
Well, like this.
Give us your second name, Aoife, just in case your family.
Aoife Brown.
Aoife Brown, okay, go on.
Yeah, so just like they've said, it helps build the confidence and everything. And it's a great step up, because I've been involved in drama with the Ballard DCA like my whole life. So it's a great step up to take it to that national level.
Yeah. And what are you doing in Belfast then?
So I'm studying English with creative writing at Queen's University. I would be really heavily involved with the Players. That's the drama society there. And I would use a lot of actually what I've learned with
And would you prefer to be on stage or perhaps behind the curtain or in front of stage or whatever?
Well, that's kind of what's great about the youth theatre is you learn more about things that maybe you wouldn't have done before. So, like, we would have learned about set design and stage management, which kind of gets you thinking of theatre in a new way. So it really helps me, like, because I would be on the committee and things up in Belfast for the Drama Society, and it really helps thinking of it in that new light. But I would still
and you got
the
a,
acting.
You got a great head start heading up to Belfast because of,
exactly,
of your time at the DCA.
Yeah,
okay, brilliant. And where do you want, what do you see your future as?
I'd love to continue acting anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know really what I'd do if I wasn't doing it, so.
Exactly. Yeah, and are you involved in this Santa Calls?
Yeah.
What, do you know your roles yet, or how does that work?
Well, I play Dawn, who's the stroppy kid who wants everything.
You're typecast at this stage,
yeah.
Now. art imitating life, is it?
Yeah, basically.
Okay,
yeah. I'm the elf that has to teach.
Yes.
On an important lesson.
Very
being
good. So the pressure's starting to come on now because, you know, we can start talking about Christmas after this weekend, can't we, really, properly? You know, the lights are going to be on, the ads
they
are going to be on, do you know what I mean? So we might as well embrace
it.
So how do people get involved, James?
Well, we've got a rolling recruitment, so they can come along any Saturday if they're interested, see how they like it, and then just join in. If you're aged between the 15 and 21, then you're more than welcome to come along to the Ballard Arts Centre and have a go. Just give it a go.
You're blessed with the facilities you have there as well.
The facilities are absolutely fantastic. And that's one of the pluses as well. The young people get a chance to use a proper stage.
Well, that's it, yeah, because you got no shock when you went to Belfast. You know, because you've been, you know, you've seen it and you've been there. And it's not just about confidence, because that would be the obvious one with young people, you know. But it's more than that, isn't it? It's about learning about the arts, learning about production, learning about lighting, stage presence, where to stand. It's not just about then, you know.
It is. It's sort of like opening the whole mind to the creative process, which is quite interesting. There was a report that came out that said young people that are involved in creative activities actually do better academically as well. So, you know, they're not just on there to
perform. Your mind's a muscle, so if you're exercising it, it's gonna work across the board, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Where's the Christmas show going on? I know you didn't come on to talk about that, but is that runs in the Ballard, is it?
It does. It runs in the Ballard. It'll be on
18th.
The 18th of December.
Oh, now you remember something.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Just as we're about to end, all of a sudden you...
Right, yeah.
The 18th of December at 2:30, and it's for children, I'd say, from the ages of about 5 to 9 years old.
Brilliant.
And Santa will be making an appearance as well.
Excellent. We'll probably talk to you closer to the time. So, does it cost anything?
The full year would be €200.
That's nothing really in the wider scale of things. I mean, it's a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but I mean, it's an activity every Saturday.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I mean, obviously you'd have to be up to a certain standard, but there's a role for everyone, I presume. But, you know, there's a lot, you could be spending money, a lot more money on a lot less, I think.
Doing other, many other things.
You know,
you
insurance and all other types of things you have to worry about, don't you?
Oh, and we've got a trip to Dublin arranged as well. We'll be going to Dublin on the 19th of November to see Donegal at the Abbey Theatre. So,
have you seen it yet?
Not yet, no, but the reviews have been very good.
Have they?
So,
which reviews have you been listening to?
But the young people are coming down.
That's not what I've been hearing. I suppose you're within it, so you have to be completely non-objective. No, I've read mixed reviews, but I think a lot of people will enjoy it, particularly if you like country music, apparently. What? Am I saying something wrong? Is this the same play?
It is the same play.
Right, okay. Anyway, loads of people love it. It's going to be great.
You didn't tell us there was country music.
They haven't got the tickets yet.
It is. It's a country music show with a bit of a story through it, I hear. But no, it's going to be great. So listen, I'm only joking, it is great, apparently. Some people say it's great, some people say it isn't. Starting to sound like Donald Trump here now, I'm rambling.
But we're teaching them to be critics as well, so.
Excellent. And accept criticism as well, do
you? Accept.
Because that's an important thing. You know, I do joke to some extent, but you know, you need to sort of be able to accept criticism in life, don't you, and manage expectations.
Because you understand how you won't learn how to grow unless you can accept the criticism and see, oh yeah, I understand that.
Excellent.
That's where I need to go.
So recruitment every Saturday from 12 to 2pm or?
Just come along on a Saturday. It's a rolling recruitment. We just started rehearsing this show. There are a couple of parts that we could fill
with
other people if they come along. any Saturday joining.
But you can be part of it. You don't necessarily have to be up on stage.
You don't have to be in the show. You could be stage managing. You could look at the technical side.
Yeah.
It's whatever you choose yourself.
All right. Well, listen, thanks all for coming in. Enjoy your trip to Dublin and enjoy the production and what have you. So just give your names one more time.
Dara Murphy.
Megan Roberts.
And
Aoife Brown.
Okay. Listen, and particularly to you, James, for coming in. And it's a great thing, and I'm presuming it'll just keep going from strength to strength. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's James Lawn, the lead facilitator at the Ballard DCU.